Hello, I'm Father Benedict Rochelle of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal from the South Bronx, New York, and I'm welcoming you today to the beginning of a new series of five programs called Arise from Darkness, about the theme, What Do We Do When Life Doesn't Make Sense? Recently, with Ignatius Press, I published a book, Arise from Darkness, meant for people who are struggling, having dark times, or who have encountered gigantic challenges in life. Previously, I published a similar book called Stumbling Blocks and Stepping Stones, published by Paulist Press a few years ago. Both of these books focus in on the difficulties, challenges of life, and how, with faith, trust in God, and dependency on the grace of Christ, we are able to make good things out of the difficulties that come to us in life. And on our first program today, I want to welcome Deacon John Lynch. John is going to be ordained a priest in May of 1996. So we're a few months before that ordination now, and he has painted the two paintings which are the covers of these two books. Arise in Darkness shows a painting of a woman in a troubled time, and Stumbling Blocks and Stepping Stones, a young man after a storm, recovering, looking at the cross. So John, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Father. It's good to be here.
I've known John half of his life, and he's done the covers of many of my books. Recently, I published Arise from Darkness, and John had a particular painting that he had made some years ago, which wasn't made for the cover of this book. But I told him my theme, and we discussed it, and he even provided the title for the book, Arise from Darkness. I wonder if you can tell us anything about the painting, John.
I painted this picture, Arise from Darkness, at a time of extreme conflict. I was in pain, and for only 2 weeks, and with great passion, I took this painting to heart and produced this image, which is very conflicted in its forms, in its color, and in its message. For instance, there is a woman who stands on a cliff. And she is a woman because in the Latin language, the soul is referred to in the feminine form, the anima. And she is an allegorical figure of the soul who is suffering. She stands on the cliff, but is surrounded by rubble beneath of something that once had been standing and perhaps very grand. There's a column that's broken. There are bricks and mortar beneath her feet.